So these are some of the reasons: persecution, violence, and war, limited opportunities, lack of services, family separation for the possibility of family reunification, and better quality of life. Those are the big reasons why people come to the U.S. and choose to leave war and persecution to come for a better life. And this is how our own city of Everett has changed. In the year 2000, so about 19 years ago, Hispanic residents made up 6.9% of the population. That's about 6,700 people, 19 years ago. Listen to this. According to a 2017 data from the City of Everett website, this number jumped to 14.8% of the population. That is 16,000 people. That is an increase of over 100% in the last 17 years, according to these last census. To give you another picture, the Hispanic population in Everett equals 64% of the employees at Amazon in our state. Whoa, right? 64%. That's a huge number. Now let's talk about our children, the present and future of our society. In the Makilteo School District, minority enrollment is 59% of the student body, majority Hispanic, which is more than the Washington state average of 44%. Now let's look at today's good news from the Gospel of Luke. Let's hold all of these numbers together with the Gospel of Luke. After Jesus sends the 70 ahead of him to every town and place where he intended to go, he instructs them, "The harvest is plentiful. Go on your way. Don't take anything with you, not even another change of clothes, and greet no one on the road. When you enter a house, say, 'Peace to this house.'" These followers share their peace. This peace will rest on others. Or Jesus tells them, "This peace will return to you. Accept the hospitality of your hosts, eat and drink what they serve you, and say to them, 'The kingdom of God has come near to you.'" It's funny because on the slides I had a picture of tacos and Mexican soda, and I was hoping for some reactions like that. So yes, it's the same idea that when we go and have meals with people that we don't know, that we will receive their hospitality, we will eat their food, and that we will probably not bring anything, but we will eat and partake, and that's part of our Latino-Hispanic culture, that somebody offers you something, you eat it. Even if you don't like lengua, tongue, or tripe, which is mondongo, for example, even if you don't like those things, that you will, you know, the scripture doesn't say anything about that. Maybe there are other foods that you don't, that you dislike. But the idea is that you receive with open heart and open arms this hospitality from people. The kingdom of God has come near to you. That's what he says, what Jesus says to tell these people as they go and eat and drink what they serve them. The kingdom of God has come near. And we believe that the kingdom of God is here. Our Lord Jesus is present and active here through your ministries here at Our Saviors, and present and active out in the world as you go into your places of work and service and community and play and summer fun, that God goes ahead of you and with you into these places. And so when we look at the increase of our Hispanic neighbors and residents and neighbors from other ethnicities in Everett, it's good news for the church. We believe this is good news. As a fact, not only Lutherans, but Presbyterians are also enjoying this work together. So we're smiling at each other, we're working together. Cascade View Presbyterian Church and I are working together and sharing the vision of love for neighbor. So it's amazing that this is, that we're not the only ones doing this work. So I have a question for you. Do you remember how you came to be part of the choir or youth ministry or any other ministry group of this church? Think of one. I'm sure you have more than one. Or how did you become an usher? Did someone invite you? Did Pastor David gently nudge you and send you an email or a text? There are times when you enjoy this ministry and you feel like, yes, I'm making a difference. And perhaps there are other times when, well, you're not sure. Whether we use our God-given gifts in church or outside of church, God sends us to engage the community we live in, to share our gifts with others, but also, as we heard today, to embrace our neighbor's gifts and talents. As God sends us into these places, we must feel grounded in God's shalom, God's peace that passes all understanding, and believing that in God's abiding presence, we are sent to share ourselves with others, not treating our neighbors as objects, but as sacred others with whom God has called us to be present. I'm standing here before you. It may seem as if I have always been speaking, have been an English speaker. Well, in fact, that's not the case. I was raised in the country of Colombia, speaking Spanish, and following high school, my family and I relocated to the United States. I can recall a time when I used to translate everything from English to Spanish in my head, all the time. Even in my early 20s, doing homework, writing essays, took three times longer compared to a native speaker. Can you imagine? Seven-year-olds in our neighborhoods whose first language is Spanish, or other entering our school system? Right from the start, they are at a disadvantage compared to their native classmates. By the way, this has nothing to do with intelligence. These kids know a first language. Their first language happens to be other than English. And so this is one of the challenges our schools are facing today as students acquire a new language. Another way our mission, Fe y Esperanza, Faith and Hope, has been active in our community is supporting families whose parents have limited schooling in English. A parent shared with me her son was falling behind in school. She asked if I could find a tutor for him. And so this brings some of you, some of the volunteers, some of the people here from this church that have partnered with us, tutor students in elementary school in our community who could use the extra help in math and English. And so I want to thank you. Thank you for showing up for these kids. And in a moment, we will pray and meet some of these brothers and sisters. As a fact, we continue to discern how the Spirit may be calling us to engage the neighborhood, because the need is great. There is not just Spanish in our school systems, as you know. There's a lot of other languages. And so we don't know yet how the Spirit may be calling us. But if this sounds of interest to you, tutoring, sharing math, English skills, or other possibilities, there might be some opportunities to support your community and be blessed by a child of God. And so let me know. I'll be around. And there will be some opportunities in the coming future. Another way God has and is active through this ministry in our community is by supporting women and raising up women leaders. And it might be because I'm a woman pastor. It might be that that's one of the ways that I'm connecting a lot with women. And so we're raising up women leaders. When I met this sister in Christ, she had gone through the end of a relationship. A working single mom, she worked long hours. After texting back and forth and several attempts to meet, one Sunday afternoon in her living room, we connected. In between awkward silences and smiles, God was there. She was tired. She had lost hope and questioned her ability to make it on her own and to keep going. A few weeks after this, mom, a friend, and I gathered together, we read and reflected on the Word of God while offering love and support. The three of us met frequently after that in that same living room. The biblical figures we learned about, Ruth, Moses, Jesus, spoke of people who also faced serious difficulties in their lifetime. The transformation of this woman was incredible. She had rediscovered through our times that we came together, she had rediscovered her faith in Christ. She had rediscovered that God loved her no matter what. She prayed. In 20 years, she prayed again. She knew she could face most things because she was not alone. And she knew that there were difficult times ahead of her, but she knew that she was not alone, that God was with her. People of our Saviors, through your support of this ministry, together we're joining in the life and hope of the Holy Spirit that is breathing in our neighbors, like this sister I just told you about. So thank you for this work. God's kingdom, God's presence is among us, and it goes ahead of us. The Spirit goes ahead of us and with us wherever we go, and in ways that we will never know. And this is good news. And as you go into God's mission field or the world, may we be touched by the gifts and hospitality of others. Maybe tacos, maybe enchiladas, lasagna, I don't know, right? Or meatballs, right? And Corona, maybe. Whoops, did I say that in church? As we're transformed by the one who welcomes all of us with love and grace, and whose work and whose love is with us all the time. Amen.